Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM-trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM-certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town, or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Looks like a bit of a thaw in the feud between President Trump and Elon Musk. One-time collaborators now fighting it out online over the president's budget bill, which Musk has called a disgusting abomination.
Late last night, Musk appeared to soften his tone, agreeing with a post that he and Trump should make peace for the benefit of the country. But some Trump allies on the attack. Steve Bannon demanding an investigation into Musk's citizenship.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. A Russian missile and drone attack across Ukraine, including in the capital of Kyiv, believed to be retaliation for the surprise Ukraine attracts last weekend on Russian air bases. In New York City, the Mexican naval ship that crashed into the Brooklyn Bridge last month is being towed to the Brooklyn Navy Yard. It had been sitting in Manhattan since the accident. New Mexico, Texas, and Oklahoma all expected to see flooding, large hail, and tornadoes throughout the weekend. And in the NBA Finals, the Indiana Pacers squeaked out a win over the Oklahoma City Thunder, 111-110. This is ABC News. Investigators say they're following new leads in the desperate search for the father accused of murdering his three young daughters and disposing of their bodies near a campground in Washington State. ABC's Johnny Fernandez has the latest.
Authorities now say Travis Decker, known to have wilderness survivor skills, may be traveling along the Pacific Crest Trail. One area now closed to visitors as police urge residents to keep their doors and windows locked. Decker's ex-wife, through her attorney, now speaking out, saying Decker struggled with PTSD after serving in Afghanistan and had reached out to the VA for help.
A Florida sheriff has been stripped of his badge and gun, accused of allowing an illegal gambling operation to set up in his county in exchange for cash. Osceola County's top law enforcement official now faces up to 30 years in prison if convicted of racketeering and conspiracy. In the NBA Finals last night, at the last minute, it was the Pacers over the Thunder, 111-110. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA/SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. we are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Today, our word to text in. You want to know that, I'm sure, because you could be a big bad winner of maybe some Brewer Club level tickets or $100 in cash, or that cruise around Bear Valley with Henry Bray. No, that's not one of them. I'm sorry, that's not it. Anyway, the grand prize drawing of Wisconsin Dells Area Vacation or Door County. So the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest in WRCO continues. And today, the first word of the day is warm. W-A-R-M. Warm. So get that going, get that in to us through the Civic Media app, find WRCO, use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send the keyword warm, or you can text us at 608-647-4155.
For years, you've relied on the shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
There are so many things to look forward to with spring. Longer days and sunny skies. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Spring is a sure sign of warmer days, but the weather is also unpredictable. A warm spring day can feel like summer, which means we turn the heat off and open up the windows. The next day, the temperature drops and we need our furnace. The constant cycle of having to adjust our heat for the cold days and AC for the sporadic warm days is a battle all spring long. Fortunately, heat pumps are a great solution for spotty weather days. Armstrong Air, the professional's choice, offers solutions that is important to your needs, such as efficiency, reliability, air quality, noise reduction, and peace of mind with controls that let you monitor your equipment's performance. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote on a heat pump. 647-6345.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Today, a high of 73 with some drizzle or sprinkles possible, and then some sunshine at times, variable clouds tonight, and 54. The weekend forecast, 75 Saturday with isolated light showers possible, a few showers possible Saturday night, and a low of 53. And Sunday, mostly cloudy, showers likely by late morning, maybe a thunderstorm, and a high of 72. In Richland Center, after a few sprinkles early, we're already getting a little bit of sunshine peeking out. And after a low of 57 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it is 59 degrees. Oh, the weekend is near, and all of the possibilities are endless. Heads Carolina, tails California. Here we go. This is Jody Messina.
Baby, what do you say? We just get lost. One horse town, like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston, ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow, tonight let's flip a coin. Heads Carolina, tails California, somewhere greener, somewhere
makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music. For kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good but for me. God makes 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress. Lust and the grow and a small town accent. Ain't no way to be in this truck made or fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff.
WRCO. Well, among the things today, drive-in movie day. Yeah, you can go celebrate at the Starlight 14 drive-in this weekend. It's also National Applesauce Cake Day. It's Churro Day. It's also National Fish and Chip Day, Higher Education, Gun Violence Awareness, National Yo-Yo Day, Hunger Awareness Day. And it is National Donut Day. Did you know that? Yeah, well, you do now, absolutely. So celebrate, you have my permission, it's Friday. And today is National Eyewear Day as well. I need to get me a pair of cool sunglasses for the summer, but they never last. I always sit on them and break them, you know, like, oh, okay, I'll take them off and then get back in the car, crunch. What was that? Oh, man. Oh, well. I spent $3.99 on those glasses.
Like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low and the secrets that we shared. Mountains that we moved. Nothing left to prove. And I remember what she said to me, how she swore that it never would end. I remember how she held me oh so tight,
were my friends. I found myself further and further from my home, and I guess I lost my way. There were so many roads. I was living to run and running to live. Never worried about paying or even how much I owe.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Las comunidades fuertes comienzan con hogares fuertes. Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin. Stronger communities start with strong homes. Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is working to revitalize neighborhoods through housing support, community programs, and financial resources. We're committed to making our communities a better place to live, work, and grow. Join us in building a brighter future. Call 608-647-4949 today.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobasin Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
The 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be celebrated this year at Schmidt Farms, located between Sextonville and Gotham. Happening Sunday, June 8th from 7 to 1. For just $5, enjoy a hearty farm breakfast with pancakes, sausage, cheese curds, ice cream, and more. Kids 3 and under eat free, and there's fun for the little ones with the pedal pull starting at 10 a.m. Visitors should park at the Rockwell lot on Peebles Drive in Richland Center and catch a free shuttle to the farm. Easy and convenient for everyone. Start your Sunday the dairy way. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast, the 44th annual at Schmidt Farms, coming up Sunday, June 8th.
June is Men's Health Awareness Month, a great time to give up smoking for good. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is here to support you. When you stop smoking, you break the grip of so many diseases. COPD, cardiovascular issues, and cancer are all linked to smoking. We know tobacco has a way of taking over your life, but there is hope. Call the Richland Hospital and Clinics for an appointment to talk with a provider.
It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
There he is. He just got home from Blair Taylor. Long way back.
Long way back.
So did you find a Hardee's up that way or
not? No.
I heard you had Chester Fried Chicken.
I bought Chester Fried Chicken.
On the way. Yeah. What about the way home?
I didn't stop one time.
No?
Well, I stopped on the side of the road to...
Oh, well,
yes.
Let's not go into that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think there's some laws against that, too. But
are they?
Well, I don't know.
I wasn't in this.
If you get caught, so...
Trust me, no one was out there where I was. Because I was on some dirt roads for seriously about 20 miles.
You thought you were back home for a moment.
I was like, hey, welcome home.
Wait a minute, this is Arkansas.
Anyway, every road I went on, they had some kind of construction.
Oh, boy. Well, we were pretty fortunate going toward Poinette last night.
How was your drive?
It was good. I was chauffeured over there by Greg Shep. He threw me in the back of the truck, and away we went.
Poor guy.
Yeah. But I had a little Rocky Rococo on the way home.
Now, really?
There's another franchise I don't get to stop at very much anymore. Yeah. So there you go.
Anyway.
So take that, Hank.
Yeah. Greg stopped at Rocky Rococo?
He did. Yeah. Well, the whole team stopped.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What? Did they feed you?
I went in and I said, yeah, I'm Coach Knee, you know.
And they fed you.
Swung a deal, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That a boy. That a boy.
No, I did not. That's not. That'd be lying. That would be telling the truth.
I'll tell you a story. When I was coaching in basketball, the boys for the baseball team, if we ever played on the other side of Platteville, we'd always stop at Taco Bell and KFC.
Oh, okay, sure.
I mean, kids loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But... coaches ate free.
Yeah, they do. Sometimes. It depends
all the time at KFC.
KFC, yeah.
That and bus good. Drivers, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So. Well,
don't tell Bill Twining that. He likes Taco John's. He likes the potato Olays at Taco John's.
Does he?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
If he's down that way, you can't keep him away.
Can't. Taco John's, here comes Bill.
He goes between sessions to get his potato Olays sometimes.
You know, it's kind of funny. I have a midnight donut nachos.
Oh! I forgot it's Cooking with Hank. It's a good transition. Talking about food that's bad for you. Here we go.
Midnight donut nachos.
Ooh.
And the donut's thrown in there because of today's Donut Day.
National Donut Day. Yeah, did you bring any or not?
No.
Oh, okay. No,
someone did yesterday's and they're still in there.
Oh, that's right. Adam Hess did.
Yeah. I wonder what he's wanting.
I don't know. He's probably wanting a raise or something, bringing donuts.
I tell you what. Because ain't... nobody making salad at 2 a.m., Phil.
Really?
Here's your ingredients, young man.
All right.
Two leftover glazed donuts, the kind that's harder than your Aunt Peggy's meatloaf.
Oh.
Yeah, a fistful of mini marshmallows are the big old ones that, you know, the one you done tore apart like a possum in a pillow. You know? A suspicious amount of chocolate, one square, six chunks, half a bunny. You do you. So it doesn't matter about the chocolate. Peanut butter, smooth, chunky, or scraped from the jar with a butter knife.
Uh-huh.
A dash of cinnamon sugar, or just yee-haw while shaking it. So, you know, it's just crushed potato chips. Ooh. Don't ask. Trust it.
You like those potato chips on there, don't you?
It doesn't matter if they're stale or
not. That's the salty part of it, right?
I don't put salt. I haven't put salt on my food in years.
No. Yeah. You just eat salty food.
I just eat salty food to take up the salt. Optional sprinkles because life's too short for dignity at 2 a.m. You know what I'm saying? It is just the way it is. All right, here's your instructions. Hog chop them donuts into triangle-ish pieces like you're making nachos, but flunked basic shapes in school.
Okay.
Number two, toast them up in a pan, oven, or the tailgate of your truck if you're feeling rustic until they're golden brown and smell like mistakes you repeat tomorrow.
Oh.
Every morning I wake up and go, what did I do last night?
What did I eat
at
2 in the morning?
Stack it like a possum hoarding snacks. Okay. Donut triangles.
Okay.
Marshmallows. Toss them in like you're feeding pigeons at the fair.
Okay.
Then the chocolate chunks. Don't skimp. This ain't Weight Watchers at 2 a.m.
Nope.
And gobs of peanut butter. Apply like the spackle in the barn of renovation. You know?
Okay.
All right. Nuke or boil? Okay.
Boil.
Nuke or broil?
Oh, broil.
Yeah, sorry about
boil,
that.
Boil, that wouldn't work, probably.
It wouldn't matter at 2 right there. It's 2:05. You're ready to eat it anyway.
It gets soggy if you put it in water, though.
Till it starts melting like your willpower on cheat day. Sprinkle on that cinnamon sugar like you're fixing to win a blue ribbon at the county fair. Mm. Toss them crushed chips on top like you're making the casserole grandma would approve of. Or disapprove of.
Disapprove.
Oh, boy. All right. And here's we go. Here's the final step. All right.
There's one more.
Yep. Devour over the sink and holy sweatpants. Avoid eye contact with your dogs, they are silently judging you for every life choice that you've made at this point. And that is Midnight Donut Nacho.
Midnight Donut Nacho.
Hillbilly Edition.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, it's a good chance, instead of throwing away those old donuts, recycle, reuse.
Just cut them up.
Resuscitate.
And if they're really good, you can just use your fingers.
Oh yeah, sure.
And how do I wash
your hands?
That?
Or
it doesn't matter at that point.
No, okay.
They ain't no telling what you're eating anyway at 2 a.m.
Right. Okay. Interesting. I thought there'd be some meat involved
for donuts at 2 a.m.
Yeah, you know, you put a little salami in the middle of it.
Do you know what it's chocolate salami marshmallow donut sandwich?
Yeah. No, that probably wouldn't work.
Yeah.
But if you have a little toast, jam, and a little piece of salami, that's good. That is good.
Uh-uh. No thanks. Mm-hmm. You like that?
Well, I mean, it's not something I've had, but I know that my wife's uncle and aunt, they used to do that like on Sunday mornings and put that on a bagel or something, a little bit of strawberry jam and salami. Yeah. And yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, no thanks.
No?
Because I probably were eating a ham at 12 a.m. when I got
So you had your processed meat for the day. Yeah. You know, one of these Fridays during Cooking with Hank, we're going to get Ty from the Richland Hospital.
We don't need to have Ty to come in.
And she's going to analyze this. You know?
We're good.
Yeah.
We're good. So it won't be a good analysis.
No, it won't.
Well, and I have the word of the day. There's a phrase today.
Phrase today, okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
This is in the South. Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Yeah. It sounds like a sweet, kind sentiment. A sentiment, but it's not.
Sediment.
Yeah, it's a sediment.
Yes, sediment, yeah.
What it means is, you poor dumb soul. I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
You tried to change your tire with a spatula. Bless your heart.
Bless your heart. Oh, yes. I've heard that before. Yes. Kind of in a sarcastic tone. Yeah. Oh, bless your heart. Yeah.
Well, son, you put both shoes on the wrong feet.
Yep.
And tied them backwards. Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
It's like,
that happened when you recently went home, didn't it?
100%. They usually hand me a Velcro shoe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We talked to Pa Bray on the way home from Prairie du Chien the other night.
Yeah, and we have a story, but I don't know if I can put it on
the
air.
No, you probably better not put it on the air.
It's funny, though.
No, he does not give you permission to put that story on the air.
It doesn't matter. He's already told me. He's already told you.
Yeah.
Can I give just the gist of it?
I don't know.
It's funny. You know it's funny.
Well.
So, Pa Bray.
You're going to tell him now. Oh, boy.
My dad. It's my dad. And he had problems with the urology. And anyway, he got catheterized and catterized.
I can't believe you're telling me.
You're just trying to make it good with my dad.
No, I'm not.
He got
that's not a subject catheter. That I really...
I know you don't. I know. But
I'm already hurting when you're talking about
it. But the story is funny. All right. You know it's funny. So... He goes in and gets it checked out, and then he leaves, and he's walking out the front of the hospital. He's walking, his boots filled up halfway.
Forgot to shut the valve off.
But they forgot to shut the valve off when he left.
Boy, that ain't good.
I tell you what, if he had athletes foot, he probably didn't have it after that.
No, he didn't. Though. Absolutely. Got to go dump the boot out. Boy, I'll tell you.
Dear Dad, Phil made me do that.
No. Next time you go home, you ain't getting in the house, I'll tell you that. Have a great one, Hank.
Hey, be kind.
Oh, boy.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening in Richland Center sharpens knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and all garden tools. We are open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4 p.m. We are located at 103 South Central Avenue, number 10, in the Coast Plaza. Call 608-604-0230 for more information.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
Like you, State Farm agents are small business owners. They understand this isn't just what you do, it's who you are. With that knowledge comes a deep appreciation of what it takes to get a business going and keep it going, and how your insurance and financial needs change as your business evolves. We believe every small business has big possibilities, as long as you know how to plan, protect, and prepare for the risks that can get in the way. So let's take a look at some ways we can help you do that. Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
When your car needs the best care, trust Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. With over 30 years of collision repair experience, we provide free estimates and meticulous repairs. Plus, enjoy a complimentary interior and exterior detailing service. Quality that you can count on. Drive into Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today. Find us at 1202 Elm Street in Boscobel, or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Iconic moments in history, the Young Men's Christian Association, everybody, YMCA. That was founded in London this day in 1844. 1933, the first drive-in movie theater opened in Camden, New Jersey. And June 6, 1944, during World War II, nearly 160,000 Allied troops landed in Normandy, Europe. So notes on today, the 6th of June, and coming up, birthdays and anniversaries.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Alan Bradley retiree Diane Lee, a.k.a. 17840, with a birthday today. All the best to you. Lots of birthdays coming in for the likes of Jan Harris from Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy birthday, Jan, from Mom and Dad. Here's to many more. Have an awesome birthday. Elsewhere, let's see, what do we have? Happy birthday to Paul Durst and Leah Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret, to Grandpa Paul from Emmett. Happy birthday, Godfather Paul from Jeff. He's got a lot of titles. Also to older brother Paul Durst from Laurie and the Guys. To Leah Durst from Laurie and the Guys. Have a great day today. Andrew Ermelio, happy 21st. Love from Mom, Dad, and Justin. To Katriana Templin, have a great day from Laurie and the Guys. And also to Karen Pauls from Lola and the Housekeeping Staff. To Doug Summer from Megan, Ryan, Hayden, and Maverick. Aspen Rico, happy 10th birthday. We love you from Grandma Tammy and Papa. Justin Christ and Karen Pauls, happy birthday from Sacred Heart Parish. Also to Doug Summer from Richland Center United Methodist Church. And happy anniversary, Howard and Helen Nelson. Happy birthday elsewhere from Bloom City Town Crier to Rose Houston. Happy birthday from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, Carol Bartlett, also John Baumkamp and Sheila Birchfield, Kathy Dax, Larry Hensley, Alan Moore, Pamela Mum, Cruzen Perkins, and Steve Schneider. Happy anniversary to Kevin and Jackie Bartles. Also, greetings today to Monica Sander. Love you, Monica, from Grandma Ida. And belated wishes to Lexi Helsel. Love from Grandma Ida. To Leah Durst from Al and Carmen. Happy birthday to Leah from your husband, your son, and your daughters. To David Bannister from Jody, Barbie, and Lana. And, of course, Lucy and Cookie. To Janice Harris from Aunt Bev. Have a great day today. And let's see, happy birthday to Diane Lee. Happy birthday to the Bohemian Princess from the whole Lee family. Also, greetings today to Rowan Smithy from St. Mary's School. Rowan celebrates this coming weekend. Let's see, what else do we have in the mailbag today? Clark Pedersen, he has a birthday from The Good Wife. Best wishes this week to Clark. And a happy birthday anniversary greeting. This is happy anniversary to Ted Greenheck. Love from Nancy. From the RC Lions, happy birthday Andrew Emilio, Rose Houston, Monica Sander, Adam Turk, to Rachel Harlan Jensen. And happy anniversary Howard and Helen Nelson and John and Erica Kronk.
Did you just hear your loved one's name on the birthday and anniversary list? Or maybe it was your name on that list and you want to spoil yourself today. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I'm in the business of making birthdays and anniversaries just a little bit better. Besides our regular inventory of awesome and up-to-date jewelry and gifts that we're known for, don't forget our really cool collection of state jewelry for sale. Whether you want an antique piece that might be a Victorian or Art Deco, or you'd like mid-century groovy jewelry. Maybe you just like modern jewelry that's pre-owned. Hundreds of pieces that we have either restored, repolished, or repurposed for your unique taste. And if you have old jewelry you don't want, we buy jewelry every day. Gold tested with X-ray and cash paid. J.G. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Get ready for sunshine, golf, and giving back. It's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing hosted by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Join the fun Thursday, July 17th at Viroqua Hills Golf Course as part of their 60th anniversary celebration of Christian care, compassion, and community. Whether swinging for birdies or just enjoying the day, this outing supports local seniors with every stroke. Prizes, refreshments, and good company await. Register now at development@schmidtwoodlandhills.com or call 608-647-8931. Let's swing into summer for a great cause with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Scotty Summer, Text to Win contest continues on WRCO. This hour, the word is warm, W-A-R-M. So if you haven't done that, make sure you text it in through the Civic Media app. Find WRCO, use the text button at the bottom of the screen, or send it to 608-647-4155. This hour's word is warm. You might be right in the running for some of those great hourly prizes or the grand prize drawing as well. We have so much sports to recap. Next hour, we'll do that with congratulations to the Ithaca softball team making it to state. We'll talk about softball, baseball, state track this weekend, beginning of the WIA soccer tournament as well. And Mike Clemens will stop in to talk about Wisconsin sports as well. Aaron Rodgers back in the league. The NFL action, and if you haven't looked ahead, yeah, the Packers do play the Steelers this year. Unfortunately, it's in Pittsburgh on October 26th. A news update is next.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Tune names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News time today, sponsored by the Philbeck family of dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Today's forecast includes some sunshine along the way, maybe a few sprinkles this morning, variable clouds tonight, and a low of 54. We have had just a trace of precipitation from early on in the day. Right now it is 61 degrees.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
I'm Phil Nee in for Joanne Krulotz this morning. Republican lawmakers introduced legislation to increase transparency in hospital pricing. Advocate MD owner Dr. Nicole Hemkes believes some of the complexities of medical costs are designed to keep charges hidden and very difficult for healthcare consumers to understand and navigate. In a release, the Wisconsin Hospitals Association says Wisconsin ranks first in the country in hospital price transparency. The legislation, authored by Senators Julian Bradley and Mary Felskowski and Representative Bob Witke, would require hospitals to publish clear, accessible pricing information online for both common procedures and the full range of hospital services. Wisconsin officials are still recommending COVID-19 boosters despite a guidance shift at the federal level. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention no longer advises the vaccine for healthy children and pregnant women. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says the updated vaccine can still help protect against severe illness, particularly for pregnant women, infants, and the elderly. DHS says the CDC changes in guidance were not made based on new data, evidence, or scientific or medical studies. More information on COVID-19 in Wisconsin is available on the DHS website. The 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be held Sunday at Schmidt Farms between Sextonville and Gotham from 7 until 1. The menu includes pancakes, sausage links, applesauce, ice cream, and many other great dairy products. Activities at the event includes a tour of Schmidt Farms, which includes how the cows are milked. Annette Lewis is an organizer of the event.
I want to encourage people. We already got mini buses taking them up to the barn area, driving around the barn area. They'll all get out by the parlor door or their office door, go up a flight of stairs, and you will observe these cows being milked, how they get on, how they get off of the carousel, and they'll look down over the top of it. It's just amazing. I've been there enough now that I'm the old farmer in me, yet I still would like to just sit there and watch them for a while because it is awesome.
Randy and Shelley Schmidt are the hosts of the event. Randy discusses what else will be seen during the tour.
The technology that we're using now, I mean, there's so many things there, and just how everything gets recycled at the farm. We're recycling the manure, obviously. I mean, there'll be displays on that showing how it's growing the nutrients. This dairy industry, it's a big closed loop system, you know? They're eating the nutrients, they're putting it back in the ground, they're taking the milk. I mean, it's a kind of a modern miracle what this cow actually does for us. Now they're producing a valuable beef calf, a lot of them, you know? So it's more than just one thing. It's a lot going on.
Also back this year is Kinshi's Pedal Pull for kids 4 to 12, starting at 10. Cost of the breakfast this Sunday is $5 and free for children 3 and under. Schmidt Farms is located at 29281 Fairview Road. There will also be free buses picking up and dropping off at the Rockwell Automation upper parking lot. If you have any questions or want to volunteer, contact Annette Lewis by phone at 608-475-7312 or by email at AnnetteML1973@gmail.com. Join the Richland Center Police and Parks and Recreation Departments for the Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby Saturday at North Park Pond. This is a free family event where you can have fun fishing while getting to know your local officers and Recreation Department staff. Jared Wilson is a member of the Richland Center Police Department, serving as the Community Resource Officer for the Richland School District.
This is the second annual Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby, where we at the police department have partnered with the City of Richland Center Parks and Recreation to host the Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby at North Park Pond. Ages 18 and under, but would like to mention that participants must be accompanied by an adult. Bring your own fishing poles, bring tackle, as well as bait.
There will also be door prizes, giveaways, and awards for the largest, smallest, and most fish caught.
If you're lucky enough, you may just win some prizes. You'll have some new tackle to put in your tackle boxes, or even some tackle boxes. We do also have a donor who's going to bring between 40 and 50 fishing poles for children as well.
Officer Wilson feels community events that bring officers and the public together is a beneficial thing for everyone.
Everyone enjoys it quite a bit. I think the kids enjoy it just as much as the police officers and the park and rec department. It's just such a nice community event where the police department can interact with our community, and it just seems like everyone has a good time. It's very beneficial to get to know everyone in a positive way, much like my position in the school district, building those and establishing those positive relationships with children. It does help in future incidents.
Registration for Cops and Bobbers at North Park Pond will be held from 8 until 8:30, with fishing from 8:30 till 10. Awards and prizes will be distributed from 10 until 10:30. Children 18 and under, accompanied by an adult, are eligible. Each participant should bring their own fishing tackle and bait. This is also Wisconsin's free fishing weekend, so fishing licenses are not required. Catch and release fishing is encouraged during this weekend event in Richland Center at North Park Pond. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources inviting everyone to head outdoors for the 13th annual Free Fun Weekend as well. Before heading to a state park, trail, or water body near you, there are a few helpful hints to know. Vehicle admission stickers will not be required this weekend. 2025 is the 125th anniversary of the Wisconsin State Park System. Some Free Fun Weekend events may feature state park system history, special outreach items, or 125th anniversary merchandise available for purchase. Most state parks and trails will be open from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. All linear rail trails, including ATV and horseback riding trails, will be open to the public. ATVs, UTVs, and OHMs are exempt from registration requirements. Resident and non-resident all-terrain vehicle operators do not need a trail pass to ride state ATV trails. Visit the DNR events calendar and Wisconsin State Parks webpage for a list of events and more information on state properties. If Free Fun Weekend has you hooked on enjoying Wisconsin outdoors, you can continue finding adventure by purchasing an annual fishing license, trail pass, or 12-month vehicle admission sticker. With many license and admission options available, there's a package to fit everyone's recreation needs. The Belgium Waffle Breakfast to support Feed My Starving Children returns to the Boscobel Farmers Market on Saturday from 8 until noon. Bruce Pitsley is an organizer of the Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children.
We did it for 3 years, and last year we took a year off, and they asked us to come back just this Saturday, and we agreed to do so. So we're looking forward to doing it again. You know, we've had tremendous amount of support for our waffle breakfast those 3 years we did them at the farmers market. And people that come to the market, like last summer and then again this year, they're asking where we are. So we're trying to get the word out that we will be back this Saturday. And hopefully the weather will be good and we'll have good attendance.
The cost of the breakfast is $5, which includes a large Belgian waffle with whipped cream, two sausage links, and a bottle of water. Hunger is still causing nearly half of deaths in children under 5 years old. From this data, Feed My Starving Children estimates at least 6,200 children die each day from causes related to undernutrition. As a Christian nonprofit, FMSC is available to seeing every child whole in body and spirit. FMSC works with food distribution partners that stay with communities for the long haul, empowering them to move from relief to development.
We just recently finished up our 13th mobile pack in Boscobel last April. We had over 750 volunteers pack over 240,000 meals over seven shifts. So those 240,000 meals will feed 660 children one meal a day for an entire year.
If you are unable to attend Saturday's Waffle Breakfast to support the Boscobel Mobile Food Pack, a drive-through steak sandwich supper will be held Wednesday, June 11th from 4:30 until 7 or until gone at Backroads Church in Boscobel. The meal includes a large steak sandwich, cheesy potatoes, and a chocolate chip bar for $12. Pre-orders are available by calling Renee at 608-553-7825.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Here are today's vital statistics. Orville Byron Haynes, age 84, died Monday. A memorial service will be held at 3 o'clock today at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ, Rural Soldiers Grove. Burial will be in the Sugar Grove Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ today from 1 until the time of the service at 3. The Vossetag Larson Funeral Home and Crematory in Viroqua is serving the family of Orville Byron Haynes, age 84. Gerald Jerry Coleman, 77, of Muscadet, died April 28th. A funeral service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday from 9 until the service time at 11. A luncheon will follow at the Presbyterian Church in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Special Olympics of Wisconsin would be appreciated. Gerald Jerry Coleman, 77, of Muscadet. Kenneth S. Kelbel, 89, of Bloom City, died Friday, May 30th at home. Funeral services will be held tomorrow, Saturday at noon, at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial with military rites will be in the Vernon Cemetery near West Lima. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the service time at noon. Kenneth S. Kelbel, 89, of Bloom City. Ashley Bird, 37, of Avoca, died December 3rd. A graveside service will be held Saturday at 1 in the Bloom City Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements for Ashley Bird, 37, of Avoca. Matthew Griffith, 37, of Muscadet, died May 27th as the result of a motorcycle accident. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 11 until the time of the service at 2 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. The family encourages people to wear Harley, fox racing, and fishing hunting apparel. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to set up a trust fund for his three boys. Matthew J. Griffith, 37, of Muscadet. Linda Lou Muckler, 75, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Services are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Linda Lou Muckler, 75, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Caitlin and Austin Jarr had a son, Adley John. And in birth news from the Richland Hospital, Jessica Godinez Cruz and Byron Garcia Sevilla had a daughter, Valeria Aliani.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
Today, a high of 73 with a few sprinkles, maybe. It looks like some sunshine a little bit later on today. Right now, west winds around 3 at 63 degrees. Enjoy your day and weekend in southwest Wisconsin. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The news update from ABC is sponsored by The Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family. Good morning. It is 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Two of the most well-known men in the world bickering on social media. ABC senior Washington correspondent Rachel Scott with more on the online spat between President Trump and Elon Musk.
President breaking his silence after the billionaire called his signature spending bill a disgusting abomination.
Elon and I had a great relationship. I don't know if we're well anymore.
Musk warning about the level of spending in the bill, which the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says will add $3 trillion to the national debt.
Amid the fight, Musk threatened to pull the SpaceX Dragon rockets contract with NASA. Trump threatened to pull the government's contracts with Tesla. Overnight, the mood seemed to soften a bit, with Musk saying the two should end their feud for the good of the country. A Russian missile and drone attack across Ukraine has killed at least three people in the capital of Kyiv. The nighttime assault lasted for hours and is believed to be retaliation for the surprise drone strikes that took out Russian air defenses.